This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
That's what we have to do. You have to take our will, they can feel it, and just press it against the globalists. And not care what they do, you say, you know what? I'm going to lay on top of you no matter what you do. We're going to suffocate these people. Yeah. Hit his mic, guys.
And they do it again, and you go, okay. And you go, and you just keep stepping forward, one step at a time.
And they go, we can kill you. We're like, yeah, we know you already kill a lot of innocent people. You creep around and kill innocent people, you can get your hands on their disarm, you son of a bitch.
Yep.
And thank God our forebears weren't like that. We've got weapons laid out against you. I think I'm going to cover your flu news for 5 minutes in the next segment and hand the baton to David Knight. I'm going to hand it over to you here in 5 minutes. But I want to get to this. Well, tell us about our great auxiliary reporters there in Ohio, Billy Weaver and her great husband, and what they've been doing with us. I'm very excited. I hope we get the funding to actually hire them full-time soon. But this is huge. This isn't just ambulances. Buried in the report is like 45 minutes in a tent and everything else happening and then stretchers being run around. This is big. I wish this would go viral.
Yeah, we put out a report, or Millie did on Friday, which we put out. We put it out and it got over 200,000 views about, you know, the ambulance coming in. And people attacked her and said, there's ambulances with every presidential motorcade, which there is, in a presidential motorcade. She ain't president yet. It's not normal. And Trump, at the same location in Cleveland, didn't have an ambulance.
But normally, well, of course, we miss the forest for the trees. It doesn't matter. She's in this medical tent and running around like someone's dying.
She's got a periscope that's in that report. There's a link to her long periscope, which is live video. And she's shooting live video. She gets the gurney coming in. She's talking about, oh, what's that? Why is there a gurney here? Is there something going on? And it sits over here by this backstage area where she had just got done coughing, I guess, her hacking attack. And so she's sitting there forever and never comes out. And they're waiting for her and waiting for her and waiting for her. And finally, they scoot her out. I guess, I don't know if Millie got that on tape. I don't think she has that on tape of her scurrying away. But then the whole entourage leaves, you know, with the gurney gets packed up.
If there was any independent media, we'd have exactly what happened. But there's just this blackout.
Right.
I'm concerned about Hillary. Dr. Drew fired.
Right.
Let's go to part of this clip. The full interview's on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Hillary Clinton has a literal deathbed on wheels being rolled up to her tent to just catch her in case she drops dead at any minute.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was pretty crazy because I'm standing there waiting for Hillary to, you know, come out of her tent, and the event was already running over an hour behind. So I had a feeling that something was wrong, that maybe she was sick or having some type of an episode or something. And sure enough, I turn right around and there is a gurney, and there's, you know, these EMS workers, but they are wearing what looks like bulletproof vests. And, you know, I was like, is this for Hillary Clinton? And sure enough, it was the same EMS workers that my video camera guy actually caught. You know, those people, you know, the ambulance that was part of her motorcade, you know, those guys came out of there. And it seemed like they tried to wheel around as to, you know, not look too obvious going directly out of her tent or into her tent. But they were staged right behind stage.
Right.
Waiting in the event that maybe, you know, she might have had something happen, or maybe she fainted or fell, or, you know, we don't know what could have happened.
Or a change of diapers.
Or she had more, when I said postpartum depression, she was giving birth to more little alien life
forms. All right, well, bottom line is the globalists are attacking us at point-blank range because they know we've broken through. We're exposing what they're really doing. We're asking real questions. They can't stand it. Rob, you're going to come back and hit this big flu news. David Knight, we're going to break in 30 seconds, but tell us what else is coming up in the next hour as you host, my friend.
Alex, we're going to be taking a look at what Donald Trump did today. He was talking to the Family Research Council, and he called for getting rid of the Johnson Amendment. As you remember, we have talked to the Pulpit Freedom Sunday people before. That's the gag amendment on churches in violation of the First Amendment. Important statement he made today.
Trump is very excited about that. When I've talked to him on the phone, he always brings that up.
He said,
you know, I'm going to free the churches. Churches should have free speech. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know you're doing that. He just keeps, Trump's really into that, really into religious freedom. So we're going to be talking about that straight ahead. I'm going to punch out till this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be co-hosting with Paul Watson. But we'll come right back on the other side with Rob Dude every night.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we are back in the fourth hour of Overdrive. This is Rob Dew hosting. We've got David Knight standing by to take over. We're going to just put bookends on a couple things. Rachel Maddow was talking about how esteemed her group is on the left and with lies and stuff. And then over here on the fringe right where nobody goes, they're listening to Alex Jones. And then they take a bunch of stuff out of context. But here's an article out of the American Mirror. Only 20% of expected turnout for Hillary's speech to Baptist convention. Guys, get the shot of this. This is amazing. They actually close in. You could see a bunch of seats behind this area that they're closing off with walls. Can y'all get that on document cam? I mean, it is truly amazing right there. You can see sparsely populated all around here. Back here, that's nobody, and they're closing it in to make it look like it's bigger. So it's all about illusion that Hillary is even a credible candidate at this point. Bernie Sanders could get more people out to a Baptist convention, and he's a Jewish guy. He could get more people to show up for him than Hillary Clinton could. And you could see, I actually went to a Bernie rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I went to a Clinton rally. It was Bill Clinton even the day before. Maybe about 400 people at the most at this Bill Clinton thing, and that's giving him a lot of credit. Very small room, very small room. And then you go to a stadium, an indoor arena, about 1,200 people for Bernie Sanders, yet he magically, you know, gets beat in all these places. And then when they did the analysis, and when the places with paper ballots, he actually would win, and then the place that had electronic voting, he would be losing by 20%. So it's just funny the way they do this. And, you know, of course, Hillary health concern is serious. Most doctors polled by the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, 71% say her concerns are serious and she should be disqualified. But that's okay. We're kooks because we asked that type of information. Now I want to finish up with this other health news. This is why I came into Alex this morning, got this form right here. My wife actually threw away the first form that came with my second son. He goes to an elementary school. And it's a 2016-17 seasonal flu vaccine consent form. Please complete the entire form and sign. Incomplete forms will not be accepted. They want all this information. They want your insurance information. And then here, this is the juicy right here, guys. Look at that. Yes, I want to help protect my family and community from flu by allowing my child to receive a flu vaccine. That's the checkbox, yes. Now, no. David Knight, listen to this. No, I do not wish to help protect my family and community by allowing my child to participate. And then they want a reason. They want a reason why you don't want to participate. And then you got to sign it. And they put a little bit of information here on the back, which doesn't show that much. This is the insert you get from the doctor when they say, oh, here's the insert, when it's not. This is an actual flu vaccine insert. That's what it is. Okay? It's many pages long. And I've only got a few things highlighted in here. You should go through and read this. Here's another flu vaccine insert. Here's another one. Okay, this is what they look like. They're not a page. Okay, and if you care about your child, you should read an insert and see what's in it. Because it has things like this. And I'll get your comment on this, David, as we go along. Oh, well, first it talks about how, you know, they say a pregnant woman should get her flu shot. Here it says it's never been tested on reproductive systems, on reproductive health, or damaging a fetus, yet they tell pregnant women to get them. But they've never tested it on them. Oh, here's the multi-dose vaccine contains 12 micrograms of mercury. That's the 0.25 milliliter dose. The half milliliter dose from a multi-dose vaccine contains 25 micrograms of mercury. Oh, we don't tell you that. Here's my favorite right here. Carcinogenesis, mutagenesis, and impairment of fertility. It's never been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential. A reproductive study of female rabbits vaccinated with flu sona is performed, and they have no evidence of impairment of fertility, but they've never tested to see if it causes cancer. And we know the polio vaccine had the SV40 virus in it, caused cancer, and lots of people, and cancer rates are exploding, and yet they want your young child to get vaccinated with the flu shot, and if you don't, they want to know a reason why. So my wife threw away the first one, didn't tell me about it, because she goes, you're going to make a news story about it. And when she told me about this one this morning, I said, give me that damn paper. I'm doing a story on it today. Because this kind of stuff really pisses me off. The school should not be involved, even though we've already signed the forms that they tell you to sign to get your kid into school that says, we're opting out, bro. We don't want to be part of your medical paradigm, which is keeping kids sick. David Knight, your comments on that.
Well, you know, Rob, even the people who are vaccine advocates admit that the flu vaccine is not effective, okay? And what we're going to see is the way that they're applying this pressure point through school. We see this happening in California this year. Remember, it was this year, the school year, where people in California is like, you're not going to put a new kid in the California system, even private schools, okay, they ban it. You can't get your kids educated, sign them up for school, or go past the second grade or the seventh grade. I can't remember if it's 7 years old or the seventh grade. But anyway, they're putting this block in there unless you get vaccines.
Right.
And I put some stuff out on Twitter. When Gary Johnson was out there talking about, I think that this is really something that ought to be decided locally, but, maybe if it becomes a federal issue, I'd have to take a look at the science. And I said, you know what? Get your laws off my body, Gary. He loves to say that when it comes to abortion, but he won't say that when it comes to your kids, with you making those decisions about that. So I got trolled, predictably, by some vaccine supporter that's out there. He says, you're dangerous. And I said, yeah, freedom is dangerous, but the slavery that you propose is far more dangerous.
Exactly. And David, you mentioned the effectiveness.
Dangerous. Yeah.
Well, let's go to this. This is from USA Today. Flu shot only 19% effective this winter. That was in 2015. Well, they've gone a little better. I will give them that. Now they're saying it, that only fails half the time. That came out in April. They're saying it's only going to fail half the time. So give your kid a shot that even on the little insert, it says it could give you Guillain-Barré. But most people won't even look that up. Okay? Most of these people's parents are like, yeah, whatever, we'll sign, get your flu shot. And it still charges you for it. This is all run by a nonprofit, which is basically financed by these for-profit corporations that provide medical services to schools, hearing tests and vision tests and stuff like that. But now they want to start providing vaccines. And now they say the flu mist doesn't even work. That came out. They're saying flu mist doesn't work. We're not even recommending it for kids. You got to get the shot because we got to get the aluminum and the mercury inside of you and all the other ingredients that when you start reading about, you're like, what the hell? I'm not going to put this in my kid.
Yeah, Rob, you mentioned the mercury and, of course, thimerosal. I'll give you a personal example. Decades ago, when I started to get contact lenses, I would put the solution in my eyes, and they would immediately turn blood red and start burning. Okay, so I stopped using contacts altogether. And then, I guess it was about 10 years ago, I had a doctor say, why don't you try contacts? And I said, well, I can, but I'm allergic to the thimerosal. That's what we worked out. And he goes, they don't even allow that anymore. That's mercury. It's like, okay, so they were selling eye drops.
Put mercury in your eyes.
But they put the thimerosal in the vaccines now because you can't see what it's doing to your body like you can when you drop it in your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how they hide it. And it's amazing that people are going to sign their kids up for this. And there's probably going to be an outbreak of flu at the school. I'll be watching. Sunset Valley Elementary, by the way. I'll just let you guys know where it is, but that it's crazy that they're sending this home and then we didn't even fill it out and send it back because I don't want to be a part of their, little, who knows what they're doing with all this data too, who your insurance company is, your policyholder's name, the member ID, who knows what they could do with all this information, but they want that so they can go and charge your insurance company.
But are they going to imply that that is your consent if you don't give them that form? I mean, is that the default position?
Because it says they won't do anything unless it's a incomplete form. Well, they say incomplete forms will not be accepted.
Oh, okay.
But I've told my kid, under no circumstances are you to go anywhere where they're jabbing anything into anybody.
Run for your life.
Exactly. And I say I will give you lots of cookies if you do that.
Rob, last night we went to see a movie, Florence Foster Jenkins. Okay, it's really funny. It's a Meryl Streep thing about true life story. Anyway, this woman who was perhaps one of the funniest, worst singers ever. There's been a lot of movies about her. Died in 1944. She was suffering from syphilis. The way they treated it was with arsenic and mercury. And when they mention that, it's like people in the audience are like, oh my, but that's what we have. That was 1944. And we're going to look back in future years at the pharmaceuticals that people are giving us, and we're going to say the same thing about that.
Oh, exactly.
And I've got an article I'm going to cover later in the hour. Addictive painkiller profiteers donating $500,000 to fight cannabis legalization in Arizona. So you've got a big pharmaceutical company that has a very dangerous drug. They've been sued by the attorney general in Illinois, and yet they're spending $500,000 to try to fight medical marijuana in Arizona. That's the true story that we see being repeated over and over across this country.
And David, you're talking about 1940s technology, what they were using for medical care back then. Dr. Drew was saying the same thing about Hillary. He said, I'm looking at these medications. This is from the 1940s. They don't even use this anymore because it can cause all these other side effects.
Yeah.
He goes, "Who?" It's like her family doctor that she met when she was a child is still giving her health advice. I mean, you would think, somebody running for president would be getting better health advice. And that's what he was concerned about. And he's a mainstream guy. He's not, he toes the line when it comes to this stuff. But obviously he didn't toe the line this time. So now his show's being canceled. But it has nothing to do with what he said about Hillary. That's what they want you to believe.
Well, maybe she's been on it for a very long time, Rob.
Oh, I'm sure she has. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't make those goofy faces, or I don't see how she could even talk with two giant vessels, whatever she had in her mouth.
Oh, that was
disgusting. Lots of speculation there. But how she has those in and then she quickly ejects them out and then takes a drink.
Lots of expectoration there. Yeah.
God. You got to love the people who are examining this footage and looking at it and going, what the hell? I've got to put this out to people. You know, the guy who saw the reflection in her ear that looks like it could be an earpiece. And then we're showing the photos that they're showing on MSNBC, and one of them looks completely doctored. Completely, you can see the jagged edges around the ear, like on the inside. Not, you know, on the outside of a person, you can see some, a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're in the inside of the ear. It's everywhere. It's like, whoa. Obviously, Photoshop.
I'm sure she didn't spit anything in those glasses either.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We're making stuff up. David Knight's coming up for the rest of the fourth hour. This has been your host, Russ.
State construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey!
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday. We've got a lot of news that we're going to talk about. We're going to continue with the medical news that I was just mentioned to Rob Dew. We're also going to talk about Trump's repeal of the Johnson Amendment. If you don't know what that is, we're going to tell you briefly what the history of that is, what Donald Trump said today to the Family Research Council. It's interesting, you know, because we had Rob Dew showing the pictures of the meeting where Hillary is talking to Baptists. They couldn't even fill one-fifth of the place, even after they brought the walls forward. And if you look at that picture, it's even worse than that. It's mostly empty. There's only about a fifth of the seats filled. And if you look at the seats that are filled, there's a lot of people sitting there in white robes. I mean, she is literally preaching to the choir, folks. That's how bad it is. And nobody else is showing up at these events. But it is an important free speech First Amendment issue. We're also going to talk about how Obama now has a Saudi dilemma, thanks to Donald Trump. The House has unanimously passed a bill to allow 9/11 lawsuits. I'm going to break that down as to why I think Trump had a lot to do with it. We'll take a little bit of credit for that here at InfoWars as well. We're going to talk about what's going on with the pipeline out west in Dakota. And we've got a lot of news that we want to talk about. But first, you know, when Alex was playing Rachel Maddow, making fun of our products and saying, you know, don't swallow that toothpaste, that fluoride in that toothpaste. That's really bad stuff. You know, John Bowne actually did a report on that, reading the warning label that's on the back. You know, Rob was just talking about the inserts in your vaccines. Read what is on the back of the toothpaste. It says, hey, if your kids swallow this, call the emergency services and get something done about this. Now, why is it that they have to warn you about the fluoride in the toothpaste, but they put it in our water? And look at the Harvard studies. Has she ever heard of Harvard? You know, it's a venerated liberal Northeastern establishment. Maybe you ought to see what they have to say about excessive fluoride and the effects that it has on your IQ, especially children's IQ. So we have a lot of specials up. We have 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. Far be it from us to tell you that you need food to survive, and a way that you can get a good, clean source of it at a discount, 30 to 40% off, that you can store for emergencies. I mean, yeah, how paranoid is that? I think that you can have a flood or a hurricane or a tornado or something even larger that could take down the grid for a while. But, you know, you don't need to have any food, even for a week. You know, just rely on the just-in-time delivery of Walmart. That's what you should do. You know, don't buy our clean, select, storable foods, okay? Just depend on Walmart. They'll be there for you. Rachel Maddow promises that. So we got 30, 40% off InfoWars Select, in case you don't believe Rachel. We've also got 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nason Iodine. Want to make sure that you've got some iodine? Oh, that's paranoid, but you might want to look into that. Why you might want to have that air filter. You wouldn't want to have clean air, would you? That's paranoid. 20% off the Alexa Pure air filters, and we've got another conspiracy theory for you. You should think about making sure your water is clean and pure. You know, for health reasons. That's just a conspiracy theory we're putting forward here. But if you buy into that conspiracy theory about clean water, we got 20% off Alexa Pure water filters. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. We have massive sales, up to 40% off our preparedness products there. That it will be ending soon. But we have a new special where we are featuring the products that Mr. Rachel Maddow promoted on MSNBC. We've got Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, as I just mentioned, 20% off, but we've added 15% off Super Male Vitality, 15% off Deep Cleanse, just in honor of Mr. Maddow. All right, let's talk about what's happening out in Arizona. Headline from RT, addictive painkiller profiteer donates $500,000 to fight cannabis legalization in Arizona. This is Insys Therapeutics. Their product is the drug name Subsist. It is a sublingual fentanyl spray. Okay, and if you don't know why that is what Prince died of an overdose of. It's what one-third of Ohio's 3,000 deaths caused by lethal drug consumption last year were linked to that drug. It is the only product that that corporation that is fighting medical marijuana produces. Wouldn't be because it is a competitor to them, would it? A John Hopkins University, you know those conspiracy theorists at John Hopkins? They did a study back in 2014. They found that legalized marijuana had, states that had it, had 25% less overdose deaths from prescription drugs than in states where it remained legal. Okay? And as I pointed out, this is the only product this company sells. Last month, Illinois Attorney General brought a lawsuit against this company, claiming that they had deceptively marketed and sold their medication to doctors for uses other than cancer treatment, which is the only thing the FDA has approved as sole use for. She also said the company has a desire for increased profits that has led it to disregard patients' health and to push addicted opioids for non-FDA-approved purposes. But don't take medical marijuana, because that's far more dangerous, they tell you. That is the naked self-interest. That is how the FDA and the DEA have had regulatory capture by these pharmaceutical companies. That's why they're keeping the stuff off the market. Stay with us. We got more news. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. This segment, I want to talk a little bit about money in politics and the political whores that are seeking it. And I'm looking at you, Gary Johnson. Let's talk about that. First of all, RT and Drudge pointed this. Move over, Koch brothers. Facebook co-founder pledges $20 million to the Democrats. And, of course, Koch brothers are the favorite whipping boy of the left, although they have contributed to the Clintons in the past, and they absolutely hate Donald Trump. But now we've got $20 million from a Facebook co-founder going to Hillary Clinton. And remember back when they had the nominating convention for the LP, I remember them literally prostituting themselves on C-SPAN. We had the guy, the fat man, who was stripping down to the G-string, which was unbelievable. I guess that was the first for a C-SPAN. But at the same time, perhaps even worse, I would say definitely worse, we had the Libertarian Party itself talking about how they were going to get all of this money from the Koch brothers. And the Koch brothers said, no, you're not. No, you're not. Pull it back. I don't know if they're giving them money or not. Somebody's giving them a lot of money. They're running a lot of ads, a lot of very effective ads, which don't really talk about their positions, don't really talk about the things that are unique about Gary Johnson as a Libertarian candidate, opposing things like the Second Amendment, talking about how he is obliquely for mandatory vaccines. If he pushes back on that somewhat, the man said, if it becomes a federal issue, I'll have to defer to the scientists. It's like, you have absolutely no concept of individual liberty if you say that. Even if he says, I think it's a local issue. It's not a local issue, Gary. Stop being a collectivist statist. It's not a local issue. It's an individual rights issue. You should stand up for that. You should be as indignant 4 years ago when the TSA was demanding papers from Americans at the airport as you are about people demanding papers from people here illegally. Okay? But let's look at what just recently happened. There was a great parody video that went up on the Daily Beast about Gary Johnson, the Aleppo incident. I want to play a little bit of this because it's very funny. And then I'm going to go over the fact that, you know, he said that he thought initially as an excuse, he said, I thought that Aleppo was an acronym. So I actually put it out on my Twitter account. I said, okay, an acronym. Maybe you guys can come up with some funny acronyms. And they did. So I'm going to read you some of the acronyms for Aleppo that came up with some of the people on my Twitter account. But let's play this video. This is Gary Johnson playing Jeopardy.
Its biggest university is Boise State.
What is Aleppo?
No. Cue the deer and antelope. This is Kansas's state song.
What is Aleppo?
No. A Liberian warlord known as General Butt Naked inspired an antagonist in this recent musical about missionaries in Africa.
Aleppo.
You are wrong.
Okay. All right. You wherever get the idea. It's a this very funny video. It's done by the Daily Beast. You can watch the full thing at their site. What is Aleppo? Okay, he didn't know what that was. And interestingly enough, you know, Aleppo, the largest city in Syria, the commercial center of Syria, was also the site of the Battle of Aleppo, which began, I believe it was the summer, I think it was in July of 2012, when Gary Johnson was running for president 4 years ago. He couldn't be bothered. He didn't want to know what the sources of that war were. And, you know, if you're going to be completely ignorant about where things come from, like 9/11, you're not going to have a very effective opposition to it. If you don't really understand what happened in Benghazi, in Libya, and the prelude to Syria, who was behind that? The fact that we were starting that war, that we were funding and training ISIS, you're not going to have a very effective solution to it. You're going to fall for all kinds of politically correct nonsense, like saying, we need to bring the refugees here. No, we need to bring peace to the area by stopping what we have done to start that. That's the real issue. And I understand that a lot of people would say, well, it's kind of a gotcha moment. It actually was something that was talked about quite a bit. I mean, we just had a lot of people putting up that horrific poster, that child, the Aleppo boy. I mean, it was in the news quite a bit. And I understand to some degree, libertarians just don't want to get involved in the rest of the world, okay? But he's not articulating that clearly. And he is selling a politically correct solution for the globalist, and he doesn't understand the consequences of that either. He doesn't understand where the open borders refugee movement comes from either. He doesn't understand the origins of the Syrian conflict. He doesn't understand how Hillary Clinton set the Middle East on fire. He and William Weld have praised her as a statesperson, okay? They don't understand anything that is happening. It's absolutely, totally clueless as to the origins of that. But I want to talk in a moment before I want to spend a little bit more time on this. You know, Clinton was pretty clueless about Iraq, about Mosul as well. But before we do, you know, Gary Johnson said, hey, as an excuse, I thought Aleppo was a acronym. So I asked people on Twitter, I said, give me some acronyms of what Aleppo might really stand for. Here's some of them. Awkward lunatic espouses piss poor opinions. Oh, that's a pretty good one. AstroTurf libertarian exhibiting particularly painful obliviousness. Yep. Alleviating latent email problems post-op. a loser envisioning pseudo-presidential opportunities. Aleppo, the acronym, a libertarian embarrassed political, a libertarian embarrassed political prospects over. Another one, also low energy, please pull out, and on and on. And so we've got one person here who says, hey, Gary Johnson thought Aleppo was the fifth member of the Marx Brothers. You know, the guy with the fuzzy hair? The guy says, interviewer said, Geppetto, which is why he snapped back so quickly, because you know what? He's just a puppet of the globalists. But what about Hillary? You know, on the speech, forum that they were given the other night, which really was a couple of speeches, although Donald Trump took a lot of questions, and I thought he engaged very well. But Hillary came out and said, you know, we're not ever going to have any ground troops in Iraq ever. And she's now being tagged on this by the Washington Post, by ABC. I mean, the Washington Post, I mean, these people are basically paid campaign consultants for Hillary Clinton. Even they are having a problem with this. Here's what ABC said. So Hillary Clinton on Wednesday said she wouldn't put ground troops in Iraq ever again. And she would never use boots on the ground to defeat ISIS. And I want people to think about this as we're looking at this. You know, there are boots on the ground, is what they pointed out, okay? We actually do have troops on the ground, and we are putting more troops on the ground. This headline from Wall Street Journal, U.S. gets ready to assist offensive to retake key Iraqi city from Islamic State. Now, the Washington Post says they like to mince the words. They like to play semantics. They like to say, well, we don't have soldiers there, we've got advisors, and we've got air support. Yeah, 4,000 plus advisors. At some point, you got to say that it's more than advisors. And you also have to wonder, as they build up in this offensive, as American soldiers go into combat, is Hillary Clinton going to be so concerned about optics? Because that's what she was stressing the other night in the Commander-in-Chief Forum Wednesday night. She was saying, we're not ever going to put boots on the ground again. We have to defeat ISIS. We've got to do it with air power. And then she talks about they, the Iraqis. They've taken back Ramadi, Fallujah. They've got to hold them. They've got to get into Mosul now. Okay, so it's going to be these other people. We don't want to see Americans there. Do you understand? That was a key part of what was involved when she left those people in Benghazi stranded to die for 13 hours. She didn't want the optics of having more American soldiers gone. Remember, they changed uniforms multiple times, clothes multiple times. I don't know, you know, would it be appropriate? Should they dress as soldiers? You know, maybe we should have them dress as circus clowns or something so we don't offend people. They kept changing their clothes. They delayed it. They didn't want to send very many people there because of the optics of all of this, okay? This is what she's talking about. The woman cannot be trusted to be a commander-in-chief, okay? You cannot defeat ISIS by hurling microaggressions at them. And she's not even willing to do that. She takes these people who support Sharia law, and she has them introduce her on the podium as she's accepting the nomination for president. That's what Sharia Khan did, okay? This is a guy who has spent most of his – he's a Sharia lawyer, okay? He gets people in this country, but he has written commentaries on Sharia law, which is the antithesis of what our Constitution is about, what our soldiers fight for. And yet she has that man introduce her, hold him forth as a Gold Star family. And as Joe Biggs has mentioned many times, you're going to say that Donald Trump, when he fights back against this Sharia-pushing lawyer who attacked him, you're going to say he's disrespecting Gold Star families. What about the Gold Star families that Hillary Clinton disrespected associated with Benghazi, leaving their families to die for optics? And then lying to them repeatedly, as she lied to the American public over Benghazi. Now, the Washington Post goes on talking about the situation in Mosul and Iraq. They say she's got two big problems with this no ground troops pledge, okay? They say it's been a very uncomfortable subject for Hillary Clinton for a long time, the Iraq War. Her vote to authorize the war alienated progressives against her. And now what she tries to do is to say, well, you know, Donald Trump was for the war before he was against it. There's a big difference between an offhand remark that he made when he was asked about this on the radio by Howard Stern. He goes, well, you know, we never did finish, didn't do it right the first time. Maybe they should go back. And then he looks at it more carefully and says, you know, that's wrong. And he made a very strong statement for a very long time about that. She, however, was a U.S. senator. with information, with a decision to make. It was her decision to make as to whether they should go in, she and the other senators. She needed to do the research on it. She didn't bother to do the research on it. And she was the one responsible. She had the vote and the responsibility to know what she was voting for. So she goes on and says, well, they're not going to get ground troops. They're not going to put ground troops in Iraq ever again. And the Washington Post points out she said it four times. Clearly, they said this was a message that she intended to deliver. And then she again elaborated it yesterday on the news conference on Thursday following what she'd said on Wednesday night's Commander-in-Chief Forum. She doubled down on it. And they say, well, the first problem is that there are already ground troops in Iraq and Syria. The second is that in recent months, generals have asked for even more. Maybe she doesn't respect the judgment of generals who are commanding the troops under the Obama administration. And if we need to do something differently, why doesn't Obama do it now, people should ask, okay? If things need to be changed, why wait until Hillary becomes president? Anyway, they go on to say, the administration stresses that these troops are training Iraqis and serving in advisory capacities, not combat troops. But the Washington Post points out they are on the ground. And let me ask you, if you really believe that they're simply in advisory positions. This is military.com yesterday. 450 more troops arrived in Iraq to back a Mosul drive. They say that Air Force Colonel John Dorian declined to give a time frame for the start of the offensive, but he said, we're going to have to get started soon if Mosul will be wrested from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria by the end of this year. Army Lieutenant General Townsend, task force commander, appeared to suggest in a Wall Street Journal interview that the Mosul offensive could begin as early as next month. Okay? This is 400 additional troops to boost the total number of U.S. troops in Iraq from 4,000 to 4,450. Do we have that many advisors? 4,000 troops? It's roughly the number of ISIS troops that are in Mosul. So I don't think that they are simply advisors. Now, one of the things that Donald Trump is criticized for, and I've criticized him myself for this, is not being focused enough on civil liberties. Today, he focused on civil liberties. He focused on a very important civil liberty that has been violated for quite some time, and that is the First Amendment. Well, the First Amendment talks about two things, doesn't it? It talks about freedom of political speech, and it talks about the free exercise of religion. Not that you can hold a belief, but that you have the right to exercise that belief. Actually, do your religion. You don't have to do it in a closet, folks. You can actually exercise that religion. And so, isn't it interesting that when the First Amendment has these two components, religious liberty and free speech, that we would have the IRS, under the direction and the amendment that was put in by Lyndon Johnson, try to divide those two from each other? You can't. You can't divide those two. And if you know history, you know that an important part of the American Revolution was the Black Robe Regiment, okay? The clergy who talked to people about what was going on. They understood what had happened in England. They had been the subject of religious persecution. America was largely founded by people who came to this country because they wanted religious liberty. That's why it's the First Amendment we have of the individual Bill of Rights in the Constitution. And where did this all come from? How did we get to a situation where churches have a gag order on them? And we've talked about this many times. They rope-a-dope you in with your subsidy, with your tax deductions. They say, if you organize yourself as a corporation, as a 501c corporation churches, we will give you tax benefits. And then they will use those strings attached to the tax benefits to gag you from political speech. That's the way this has worked out. And most churches are organized like that. They're very concerned they're going to lose that tax deduction, that it would go back and all the people who had donated money to the church would get audited. So they organized themselves as a corporation in obedience to the IRS rather than standing up to them. There are some brave individuals and a brave organization that has stood up to them. They've organized Pulpit Freedom Sunday. They do that every year. And it began as just a handful of people who recorded their political, expressly political speeches in the pulpit, recorded those, sent it to the IRS, and said, do something about it if you have the authority. That is key, folks. And I'm telling you that if we get our freedoms back, it's going to be led by the Black Robe Regiment again. They have the guts, these people who are exercising Pulpit Freedom Sunday, and it's now spread to several hundred who have done this over the last couple of years. And guess what? The IRS hasn't done anything. You had the lesbian mayor of Houston try to shut down churches when they started pushing some of this transgender stuff with bathrooms and other issues in Houston, and demanding that they send their sermons to her to be looked at. And they refused. We're not going to do it. You don't have to submit to tyranny. And wouldn't it be great if we had church leaders, if we had pastors, if we had people who would stand up and call this bluff? I don't care where it comes from. It'd be great if the churches would do this for the people who are in their flock. So New American talks about this, and they said on Friday, Family Research Council's convention in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump is expected to reiterate his call to repeal the Lyndon Johnson Amendment, in line with a similar call in the GOP platform. His speech will say, "You have so much to contribute to our politics, yet our laws prevent you from speaking your minds from your own pulpits." An amendment pushed by Lyndon Johnson many years ago threatens religious institutions with a loss of their tax-exempt status if they openly advocate their political views. Trump said, "I am going to work very hard to repeal that language to protect free speech for all Americans." And where did this come from? This came from Lyndon Johnson. Why? He wanted to punish churches who had talked about his shady background. So when he won the election, he did this as punishment to churches, and most churches have abided by that gag order all of this time. Yet Donald Trump is going to stand up against that. Stand up for the First Amendment. How about that? Isn't that interesting? Standing up for civil liberties in a way that Gary Johnson, the libertarian, won't.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back to our last segment of the fourth hour. I'm David Knight here on the Alex Jones radio show, and we're going to talk about another effect from Trump, and that is the bill that has been unanimously passed today in the House that will allow 9/11 families to do lawsuits against Saudi Arabia. And of course, the Democrats hate it. The Republicans hate it at the top. This is something that now has widespread support, however. Why did that happen? How did that happen all of a sudden? And, of course, they're saying, well, you know, Obama is in a dilemma now with the Saudis. He is very concerned about this, and he has threatened to veto this. He said there's absolutely no way, said White House spokesman Josh Earnest, that I could envision President Obama signing this bill. Nevertheless, the pushback now has grown so large, they don't think that he's going to be able to override his veto if he does decide to veto it. It would be the first time that has happened. How did it get to that point? Remember, nobody was talking about this until Trump started talking about the missing 28 pages. That turned things around. There have been huge changes right now in the body politic, even without Donald Trump being elected president. And I think very positive changes that have been happening here with this. These are people like John Bolton, former UN ambassador, who are complaining about this, a Bush official, as well as Obama, who put the well-being of the Saudis ahead of that of the 9/11 families. We have a right to know what happened, and we have a right for those families to be compensated for what they allowed to happen. What they allowed to happen. You have to understand that. And we can thank Donald Trump for making this an issue and for turning around public opinion to the extent that even the united leadership of the two mainstream parties cannot stop it. Now, real quickly, I've got some other news I want to talk about with George Soros' Open Foundation supporting online voting. Before I do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we have a Mr. Rachel Maddow special that we've put up in honor of him or her talking about how we finance our operation. You know why we sell our own products like this? Because we don't want to sell you something that we don't believe in. Alex very carefully vets these products. He puts out stuff that we are proud to sell. It supports our operation. It's an honest thing that we do. We're not taking money from the government like MSNBC. We're not pushing pharmaceuticals that harm people like most of the major networks do. We are selling products like air filters and water filters. You know those conspiracies that you need clean air, clean water? We've got 20% off of those at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Mr. Rachel Maddow special in his or her honor. 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 15% off Super Male Vitality, 15% off Deep Cleanse. And, of course, the other preparedness special that we have is 30 to 40% off select storable food. You don't need good food either, according to Rachel Maddow, I guess. But we do sell that, and it will last made in the USA, no GMOs, no preservatives, but it will still last for 25 years. Again, 30 to 40% off of that. Many other preparedness specials you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. That will be ending soon, although we'll extend that Rachel Maddow sale for a while. Now, real quickly, at the top of Drudge today, an article exposing how the George Soros Foundation is seeking to expand online voting. Understand the many different ways that the Democrats have tried in the past to rig voting. Early voting, no voter ID, et cetera, et cetera. But key amongst all these is going to be online voting. At the very time we've got all of this information, everybody should be concerned about the security of things online, and yet what they want to do is make it easier to manipulate, to hack this for their benefit. And, of course, the Breitbart article draws together the connections between the George Soros Open Society Foundation talking about how they're going to support Obama's executive orders and how they're going to create another power base by creating online voting. We've seen it all before. We've seen Smartmatic, the company that Lord Moloch Brown, how's that for a name? Lord Moloch Brown from the Open Society with George Soros pushing for crooked voting. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're also going to talk about the Dakota Pipeline Flashpoint.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.